Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Folk singer John McCutcheon is returning to Northern California for a series of shows, the first one taking place this Friday at the Sophia in Sacramento. The prolific songwriter is touring in support of his latest album, Together Again, which he wrote and recorded with fellow musician and lifelong friend Tom Paxton. It was a project they started during the pandemic as a way to stay connected and keep busy, and it continues to this day. John is here to explain how these Zoom sessions led to his 46th album. We'll also hear some clips. John, welcome back to Insight.
Thanks a lot, Chris. It's great to be back.
So Together Again is your 46th album. John, do you ever worry you'll run out of material to sing about?
Well, no. There's new stuff to write about that just happened this week, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Now, the world, you know, when I was a kid, just got my guitar for my 14th birthday, and my family didn't have money for lessons, so I schwinned my way down to the public library, and I checked out the only book that the Dewey Decimal System said was under the subject guitar, and it happened to be a book entitled Woody Guthrie Folk Songs.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea who Woody Guthrie was. I thought he was a guitar instructor, and I started going through this book, and one day it would be a love song, the next day a kid song, the next day a historical song, then a funny song, and it was mind-blowing and opening. Mm-hmm. Really. So the world is a big, big place. There's lots of stories out there. And I'm lucky that I have a job that doesn't require that I retire, mm-hmm. either from physical or temporal means. And especially, you know, this latest album is with my buddy Tom Paxton. It's the second album we're doing, hence the title Together Again. And Tom is 88.
Oh, my goodness.
He's retired from the road, but he is just as good a songwriter as he was back in the 1960s when he was writing hits for Peter, Paul, and Mary and Pete Seeger and the Kingston Trio and the Chad Mitchell Trio and Joan Baez and Johnny Cash. And it's one of those pinch me moments, mm-hmm. you know, when you're writing with the guy whose songs you were learning when your fingers were still bleeding.
Right. Well, give us the backstory of how this album came about. Had you ever done a project like this before with Tom Paxton?
This is actually the second album that we've done. The first one is called Together, hence the new one, Together Again. And it was a few years ago, back in the early days of the pandemic, when, you know, we were all isolated from people that we just loved hanging out with. I called Tom one day and I said, hey, there's this new technology that's live video. It's called Zoom. And we can get on there and we can do whatever we want to do. We can tell jokes, which we did a lot. And we can talk sports, which we do all the time. We can just catch up, see one another's mugs, and maybe we'll write a song or two. And so the following Monday, we decided to get together at 2:00, and lo and behold, it was a really good medium for co-songwriting. In the past, you'd have to be in the same room, and that was really difficult and logistically improbable. So now every Monday at 2:00, here we are, and we just wrote yesterday. We just picked, you know, we've literally written hundreds of songs.
Oh, wow.
By this time. And wow. This second collection of 14, you know, there's another album waiting to be done. And it's just a matter of, do you have the time and money to make it happen?
Well, let's hear a song from the album. This is Every Monday at 2:00.
Every Monday at 2:00. Time for writing with you. Finish more than a few. It's just what we do every Monday at 2:00. This old pair of cohorts telling jokes of all sorts, spending time talking sports, giving healthcare reports. This old pair of cohorts. mission is clear. It's why we are here, year after year. Starts with one good idea. Every Monday at 3, just an hour and we're free. Something new came to be, it's a wonder to see. Every Monday at 3, we turn loose one more song as this world rolls along. We can't right every wrong, try to make folks feel strong. We turn loose one more song. And when it's all done, might not please everyone. Maybe not a home run, but man, it was fun.
So you can really hear that personal connection, John, that you and Tom have. I'm wondering, do you still get together every Monday at 2?
Yeah, every Monday at 2. No. And it's interesting that we would open up with that song, because that's kind of the goofiest song on the album. I mean, I started writing it when I was waiting for Tom to figure out how to work his new iPad. and get on. And then by the time he got on, I said, okay, I'm halfway done. We each actually write with about 5 or 6 people every week via Zoom. And it's really helped me continue the big jump start I got during the pandemic, because I was just writing on fire every day, and just opening that up to write with other people was such a joy. And, you know, musicians, contrary to popular opinion, a lot of musicians don't hang out with other musicians because we live, Tom mm-hmm. lives in the Washington, D.C. area, I live in the Atlanta area. But yet we not only do these things every Monday, too, we call one another all the time, which we didn't do that often before. So it's been a real treat and a really productive one.
It's amazing how that time period and then that technology brought you guys together, and continues to do so to this day. When did you know you had enough material for an entire album?
Well, the first one, which came out in 23, Tom brought up the idea of doing an album. He says, you know, we got this big pile of songs. We need to get them out there. And on the first album, we had some really topical things. We had written a song immediately after the invasion of Ukraine. And we felt that that song needed to get out there. So that was part of the impetus. We had too many songs. I mean, it was a lovely problem to have. And the same was true with this album. And like I said, we've written several hundred finished songs that we really like, and we'll see. Maybe we'll be like Tupac or Prince. Stuff will keep coming out. But the whole impetus for this whole thing was we discovered that you could use Zoom for good as well as for evil.
Well, John, let's listen to another song. This is Pathfinder, which you wrote about Pete Seeger.
He stood on our horizon, so of course he saw it first. He'd seen us at our best, and God knows at our worst. He knew where we were going, where we'd all come from, and he knew somehow that we would overcome. He did not go for glory, he was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path, he left the trail. Carried dreams. We knew that we had power, and rivers grow from streams. We joyfully surrender, and when it all was done, we knew that we were many, we were one.
He did not go for glory. He was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path, he left a trail.
He was shyer than... So, John, what does Pete Seeger mean to you and Tom? What role has he played in your lives and career?
He was the North Star of American folk music. He was a remarkably shy man, as you know. I told someone today, he was completely in the wrong line of business to be a person in the spotlight in front of big crowds of people every night. And I think that's one of the reasons that he encouraged singing with his audiences so much. I mean, when you went to a Pete Seeger concert, you were a part of a choir, and you created the concert as much as Pete did. He was more like a ringleader at his thing, but he was also a very generous and intentional mentor to both Tom and I. Now, Tom has about 15 years on me, so he was under Pete's wing before I was, but from the very beginning, it was really astonishing to me as a young 20-year-old that Pete treated me like a peer when he was my elder in every imaginable way. So I remember we came up with the phrase, where he did not find a path, he left a trail. And Tom said, you know, that's about Pete. And I said, yep, it is. Let's go at it.
Sounds like
it. I should add that he was a friend. When Tom and I would do concerts, Pete, if we were anywhere near New York, Pete would crash the shows. And I have some great pictures of the three of us goofing off backstage at various venues.
What a great inspiration and friend to have in your life. That is amazing. John, we have one more clip to listen to. This is from your previous album, Field of Stars, which came out last January. It's the title track with Carrie Newcomer. Before we hear it, can you tell us a tiny bit about the inspiration behind this song?
During the pandemic, I put out three different albums because, as I mentioned, I was on a real creative roll. The second of the three was called Bucket List, and Carrie Newcomer is an old and dear friend of mine, and I sent the album to her, and we were starting to have sessions, as I do with Tom, and she said, you know, I love that song, Bucket List. Do you know that what's on my bucket list is walking the Camino de Santiago, which is a 1,000-year-old, 500-mile pilgrimage from southern France to northwestern Spain, ending up in Santiago de Compostela. And I said, well, Carrie, you're not going to believe this, but I'm actually walking the Camino this coming spring. And she said, oh, I can't wait till you come back so we can write about it. I said, Carrie, we're songwriters. We make up crap all the time. So we decided to write a song about four very different people who walked the Camino for four different reasons. Interesting fun fact, the town you end up is Santiago de Compostela, and Compostela roughly translates into Field of Stars, hence the name of the song and the album.
I promised my brother we'd do it one day, but we waited 6 months too long. This isn't the way we imagined it'd be. I couldn't bear to admit I was wrong. So I carry this small box of ashes, just like I told him I'd do. This last journey we will take together, I walk the Camino for two.
This way centuries ago, I took my vows to the order, and for decades I've struggled to know. Now I carry the weight of decision. This God I've been taught is too small.
at Santiago, I'll lay down my habit and free us both for once and for all.
John, your tour begins this Friday in Sacramento at the Sophia. We just have a short time left, but tell our listeners, what can people expect to hear?
Well, I'm continuing, in your listening area. The following day, I'll be at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. I'll go over to Sonoma, then to the Sebastiani. I'll be back in the Valley in Modesto on Monday and Fresno on Wednesday. This is a tour that I've done almost annually for nearly 40 years, and it's more like a family reunion than a traditional kind of concert. So I'll be doing lots of new songs, especially in the first half, songs from the new album that Tom and I did, stuff that I've written with other people that aren't yet recorded. Just the wonder of being, and the advantage of being a soloist, is I don't have to stick to the set list that the band knows. I can just take a sharp left turn at any point if this feels like where the evening ought to go or where the audience wants to go. It's a mutually, we do things in concert with one another. It's just not me showing off. So I'll have my usual armada of instruments, the hammer dulcimer, the fiddle, the banjos, auto harp, guitars, and there'll be a beautiful piano waiting for me everywhere I go. And I'll do a bunch of old favorites because that's what makes people come back. So there'll be request time during the intermission, and it's going to be a large time, as we say down here in Georgia.
Well, John, I know people are looking forward to it. John McCutcheon is a folk singer and songwriter. His latest album, Together Again, will be released this Friday, and you can see him perform that evening at the Sophia in Sacramento. He'll be in Grass Valley the next evening for a benefit for KVMR. And you can find out more information on our website. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
The field of stars to Compostela, the field of stars.